Victory's a blue and bruising voice. It's meaner overnight. It's Jersey sheer, it's out of sight. Slipping through the states to find a static, gather something to believe. Slipping through the states to find a static, gather something to believe. Thank you.
light, 1,000 points of light. WMFO. Divine Hammer from Last Splash, 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, and we are having a show devoted to the Breeders tonight, and it's 10 past 9, so, you know, most of the show is already gone. Unfortunately, we've gone beyond the halfway point. Before that, Son of Three from the single, I think that was originally off the Title TK record. Before that, London Song from Title TK, Huffer from the Huffer EP, and it was Regal M.A. Esta Noche from Mountain Battle. Starting things off, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. This is the show devoted to the Breeders. The original lineup is back together. That would be the Deal Twins, Kim and Kelly, Jim McPherson on drums, Josephine Wiggs playing guitar. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. And so, it's funny is that I was doing a little research, and it turns out there's a... On Pod, the debut record that was, of course, Kim Deal with Tanya Donnelly, came out in 1990. And if you're listening closely, you can hear me scratching my chest there. What's interesting about the cover is that it shows one of the photographers from 4AD, that was their label, wearing a fertility belt, which is like a belt of eels. And so the artistic director, Von Oliver, very famous director, took a picture of this guy, this photographer, wearing the belt of eels. And that's what that is. It's a fertility dance with a belt of eels, and it does look like eels, but it's like, it really looks like he's a sort of like a human banana, and those are the peels coming off. But anyway, that was sort of, that mystified me for a long time. It wasn't until I really researched it as in just now that I found out what was going on. Actually, no, I was wrong. It was Von Oliver doing the fertility dance, but that would make more sense, not the photographer taking the picture. Anyway, it was somebody wearing a belt of eels. That's the key takeaway. All right, up next, speaking of Pod, let's play this track from Pod, which just went away. That's disappointing. So you're now going to have to listen to me prattle on while I try to find it. Pod is, as we mentioned before, one of the top records of the 1990s by... I think it was Rolling Stone or Spin or who cares. It's really more important what I think, and I think it's definitely one of the top records of the 1990s. All right, here we go. This is Doe from Pod, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I'm not afraid to
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's We're Gonna Rise, the single, and that's a great track. Night of Joy before that from Mountain Battles. So Sad About Us, that's a Pete Townsend cover on the Safari EP. I've now played the entire Safari EP. I guess I liked it. I don't know. I just went with it. Just felt in the moment. I felt that it wanted to be heard. The whole thing did. Doe started the set off from Pod, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. This is our Breeders show. Going on until 10 p.m. and Breeders back together, original lineup back together. There have been a number of lineups. I think there was even one period where Kelly Deal was not with the Breeders and it was just Kim Deal doing her thing. That must have been her time of weakness when she went back with the Pixies and then did that final tour. Anyway, I think that those days are behind us. I happened to see that tour and it was pretty good, so I was happy to have done that. Anyway, and I hope that Kim Deal was happy about that too, more importantly. Let's get another track in there from Pod. This is Limehouse, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
I'm You smoked the Bible, rolled it up. Your last breath, hot on my back. You get started, try to get somewhere. You move so slow, you're not even here. We'll be right back.
And there you go. The Breeders covering Aerosmith. Never thought that would happen, but it did. And it was a B-side to Cannonball. That's Lord of the Thighs. Sounds a lot like, you know, the name of the song sounds like an Aerosmith song. It seems funny that the Breeders would cover that. Maybe it's tongue-in-cheek, or maybe it's they wanted to ruin it, or maybe they objected to it. I don't know the backstory, but that is an Aerosmith song. Allegedly, it's Joey Kramer's favorite to perform live. It was on the 1974 album Get Your Wings is where that appeared. So they're reaching pretty deep there. Sound like it was Sweet Emotion or something. Anyway, the She before that from Title TK, that's an homage to the nightclub that I guess the Deal's brother used to attend. I didn't know they had a brother. Before that, The Last Time from Fate to Fatal. That's Mark Lanegan from The Screaming Trees on vocals there. The EP. You know, what's funny is that when I put the EP name Fate to Fatal into Rivendell, which is a system that records all of the songs that we play on the show here, that's the only one that doesn't come up as being on 4AD. So my thought is it looks different because it's not 4AD, and they couldn't use like Von Oliver and his genius. They were completely on their own, and the way the album is designed is kind of lame. So I'm glad they are back with 4AD. Where were we before that? Limehouse from the Pod record. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's what's going on. And it's the Breeders all night, and I'm happy that they're back. I have this sense, this euphoric sense that the 90s punks are, we're not all dead. We haven't all OD'd on heroin. We're still around. We almost died, but we're not dead, actually. So we can still make music, and this is what's going on here as we're digging deep now. This is the Saints from Last Splash, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I like all of your still.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. That's No Way from Mountain Battles. From The Breeders, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Before that, Only in Threes from Pod. I Can't Help It If I'm Still in Love with You. That's a cover of an old Hank Williams tune from the Divine Hammer EP. And we started things off with Saints. I want to say The Saints every time I see that. Saints from Last Splash. And this has been our Breeders show. We still have 10 minutes left, so I have one more trick up my sleeve. I think you know what's coming. I always say one arrow in the quiver, one stone in the pouch, something like that. I'm not going to play it now, though, but it will be very soon. Instead, we're going to listen to Forced to Drive from The Breeders. I think that's also from Title TK. This one is supposed to best personify the fast loud or the quiet loud, or start, stop ethos. So we're going to investigate that here. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's O from Pod, their debut release from the Breeders. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, we're about done here. That was before that, Forced to Drive from Tidal TK, and this has been our celebration of the Breeders. No Pixies music, nothing from the Josephine Wiggs or Kelly Deal, 6,000 or the Amps. There are all kinds of like side projects I could have worked in, but I was like, we're not going to do that. This is going to be strictly about the Breeders, the original lineup, and all of the other stuff that they put together over the years through the on and off and the drug use and whatnot. And we're going to wrap things up with Cannonball, of course. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I'll see you next week. This is the song that made them mega stars, or at least mega indie stars, and got them a slot on Conan O'Brien. I will see you next week here on WMFO.
The light.